Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Glass House, written by Brooke Dunnell and read by Fiona McLeod. Rowan had wanted the two of them to tell Evie together. If only one parent was there, he argued, she might get the wrong impression. Both of them being present would demonstrate a united front. We will be separate, but also connected. Together, although apart. Julia thought that was dramatic. It's only for a few weeks. She was clicking around the internet for her ticket, unable to decide whether it was worth the extra cost to catch a flight leaving at midday rather than the crack of dawn. If you make it into a big deal, she'll get suspicious it's something more. If I'm there, I can calm her fear. If you're there, you'll create her fear. They gazed at one another. A detente. Rowan cleared his throat. It isn't something more, is it? Julia sighed and selected the early flight. No, she told the laptop. I don't think so.
And you'll tell Evie that?
I don't lie, she reminded her husband. Which was not strictly an answer to his question, but at least it was honest. Evie was Rowan's daughter, Julia's stepdaughter, but to the extent she could know what it was like to have a child of her own, it felt like the girl was hers. They'd met when Julia was 25 and Evie 3. She felt they'd grown up together. If only one thing would bring Julia back from her trip, it was the greatest teenager in the world. On the afternoon Julia chose to tell her, the two of them walked to the Botanic Gardens for a nice chocolate by the lake. Evie wore her school blazer and hat, and Julia's heart clenched to see the happy girl sucking on her spoon, brackets of dark sauce collecting in the corners of her mouth. Their drinks were almost finished by the time she brought herself to say, "So, there's something we have to chat about, okay?" Evie's cheeks flushed. She removed the spoon and lay it on the table.
"Oh, God."
"What?" The girl's anxiety transferred instantly. Julia's heart pounded. "What is it?"
"You're asking me,"
Evie objected.
"You're the one dropping the bomb. We have to talk. That's how you cardiac arrest a person."
"I didn't mean to frighten you," Julia said. On the lake, one duck chased another, climbing on its back and pushing it below the surface. The aggression was unsettling. "It's not as serious as that, I promise,"